He instructed attendees to go in and quote, play with your toys somewhere else and quote, Guns N' Roses. Singer Axl Rose is pleading with fans to stop flying drones at their concerts during their six-stop Australian tour. Drones are being flown over the crowd and up onto the stage during performances, the frontman said on Twitter. The band are currently on tour in Australia, and the frontman took to social media this weekend, November 25, to protest drones being flown over the crowd and up to the stage during their performances. Had a few drones this leg, Rose's statement began. Last night, Gold Coast, Australia, was probably the most intrusive. Was a bit of a distraction as obviously someone thought it was just okay to be doing that, but also it coming that close in front of the stage and then actually over in on the stage. People were pissed. The frontman went on. However much fun anyone's having, er still trying to stay focused and do er job and give the fans the best show you can. Anyway, we get it can be fun to get er drone bootleg vid, but we'd appreciate it if anyone planning to be a drone pirate took the fans in band into consideration and then played with er toys somewhere else. Earlier this month, the band shared a new 2022 version of their 1991 classic, November Rawin, featuring a 50-piece orchestra. The track is part of a Super Deluxe box set edition of Use Your Illusion I2, which was released on November 11 and features 63 previously unreleased tracks. The original Use Your Illusion albums were remastered for the first time as part of the new box set. It also features live versions of many of the album's tracks, alongside older hits such as Welcome to the Jungle and Sweet Child O'Mean. Some of these were recorded at New York's Ritz Theatre on May 16, 1991, while others are taken from the band's concert at Las Vegas Thomas & Mack Center, where they played on January 25, 1992. Slash has also promised that epic new music from Guns N' Roses is on the way. During an interview on SiriusXM's Trunk Nation with Eddie Trunk, the guitarist was asked if the band had any plans for new music in the not-so-distant future. I wanna go in and cut a whole brand new record at some point, probably sooner than later, he said. But other than that, we have stuff that we've still got to come out. So that's gonna be coming out piecemeal over the next, I don't know, over the next few months or something like that. So that's basically it. We have one more tour left to do next summer, and then that'll free us up to be able to go in and work on a new record.